Okay, we'll get started. So I was asked to speak about the topic of what are modern Orthodox values? That was the question. So 13 years ago, I gave a talk on the differences between modern Orthodoxy and the yeshivish world. So we'll see if anything got updated in 13 years, if anything's changed. So generally speaking, there are, let's say, six categories of areas where modern Orthodoxy sort of defines itself, maybe defines itself as different than the yeshivish world. One is the attitude towards the state of Israel. Modern Orthodoxy considers the establishment of the state of Israel in 1948 as Yad Hashem, and it's important for our worldview. Not only Israel's present, but Israel's future is very important, and certainly celebrating Yom HaAtzmaut or viewing the establishment of Medina Israel as a positive thing. The yeshivish world, certainly the Hasidish world, but even the yeshivish world does not consider because the state was started by non-observant people and it's currently run by non-observant people. So it's not considered to be something significant. That's certainly one area, but the modern Orthodoxy, one of the whole yesodos of modern Orthodoxy is that even though things are more modern, there's still value in them. Embracing secular knowledge is something that modern Orthodoxy views very positively, that the Torah has something to say about every aspect of the world, and the Torah is supposed to be used to address the world and to understand the world and yes, even to understand secular learning and secular knowledge can enhance one's understanding of Torah. Certainly secular knowledge can be helpful in terms of having a parnasa that's, you know, more Torah and Derech Eretz, but that's also part of modern Orthodoxy and the truth is that connects to another aspect of secular knowledge connects to another aspect of modern Orthodoxy, a third aspect, which is having a job and making a parnasa is lechatchila. In much of the yeshivish world, so the lechatchila is, you know, learn till you're 50 or 60. If you're going to be supported, then that's a value. Rav Shechter has many times spoken against that. He thinks that's just for the yechidei segula. But, you know, lechatchila, people are supposed to make their own parnasa and support themselves, not live off the fat of the land. Rav Shechter used to say it's a violation of Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim v'lo avadim l'avadim. Everybody's a slave to his father-in-law, or living off the fat of the land. Many of the Tanaim and Amoraim used to have jobs, so that's a matter of contention. Educating women, you know, to what degree should women be educated b'chlal? Certainly, Torah study for women, advanced Torah study for women. Modern Orthodoxy looks at that as much more positive. It's interesting, now in the yeshivish world, women have a ton of education because they got to support their husbands that are sitting and learning in kol. That's like a last 50-year innovation. 75 years ago, that really wasn't like that. 100 years ago, 200 years ago, really wasn't like that. The women were at home, and in the yeshivish world, the women were not supposed to leave the kitchen. Now, forget it. Now the women have very high education because they got to support their husbands who are learning in kol. So that got flipped on its head somehow, and in a lot of the yeshivish world, the kids are being raised by, you know, the housekeeper or by the babysitter because the woman is out working on Wall Street to support her husband learning in kol. So that's also a modern Orthodox value, that getting a job is lechatchila, and to stay in learning full time is really only for the yechidei segula. And two other areas which modern Orthodoxy differs a little bit from the yeshivish world. Is general attitude towards Goyim. The modern Orthodox world generally embraces relationships with Goyim. I mean, not respect for non-Jews in general. You know, the Rav Aaron Soloveitchik once said, friendship, not fellowship. You know, it's obviously, you know, not necessarily bonding together the same way you'd bond together with Jews, but respect for and tolerance of, you know, not all Goyim are bad. In the yeshivish world, you have a lot of the attitudes that were in Europe, post-Holocaust and things like that, generally speaking, that, you know, Goyim, because of the values that they have or because of, you know, the history of persecution of Jews and anti-Semitism. So I think in general, the yeshivish world has somewhat of a more suspicious view towards the non-Jewish world. And finally, tolerance toward non-observant Jews. Generally speaking, the yeshivish world is more suspicious of the non-observant Jews and stay away and don't get involved. Kiruv, yeah, that's good. But in terms of tolerance and understanding and working together with non-frum, the yeshivish world is generally less tolerant and is more nervous that the non-Orthodox world is going to influence the Orthodoxy, so they stay away. We want to be more insular in general. And the modern Orthodox world says, no, be strong in your own beliefs, but engage in the non-Orthodox aspects of Judaism, engage and be more tolerant, and be more, not that we're going to adopt their policies, but that we're going to be more understanding of them. Maybe they didn't have the same training, didn't have the same education, and we're going to be more tolerant and understanding, and in that way, to create more connections, you know, Avas Yisrael. So the summary is generally confronting modernity, right? If you look at all of them, I mean, Medina Yisrael, embracing secular knowledge, educating women, getting a job as lechatchila, attitude towards Goyim, tolerance towards non-observant Jews. Those are the six that stand out in my mind as the tenets of modern Orthodoxy. Now, I will just say that I believe very strongly, and my rabbeim, my family, and my rabbeim have always stood for the fact that my Rebbe Reb Mendel Blachman used to say, you know, don't classify me, don't put me in a box. That, you know, if there's good stuff in the yeshivish world and good stuff in the modern Orthodox world, then we should try to take the best of both worlds. The yeshivish world has some things that the modern Orthodox world doesn't have. There's respect for Talmidei Chacham, I think, is a lot more in the yeshivish world than the non-Orthodox, than the modern Orthodox world. Passion for Limudat Torah. Again, in some aspects of the yeshivish world, because of the fact that Torah study is so central to the yeshivish world, in some areas of the modern Orthodox world, so the commitment to Torah study is not as passionate. I will say that that I think nowadays the lines between the yeshivish world and the modern Orthodox world, particularly in America, those lines are somewhat being blurred when you have people like Ravan Lopiansky writing Svarim about, you know, how you behave in the workplace. You know, he's certainly a card-carrying member of the yeshivish world, and yet he's talking about getting a parnasa as being l'chatchila. That's what pretty much one of the whole message of that book, Ben Torah for Life, is. So I think it is important that people should realize that both worlds have what to give. Elu ve'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. Anyone who decides what they're doing based on advice of their Rebbe and Rabbanim, and it's very important to have a Rebbe. I talk all the time about that. And the modern Orthodox world, people are less meshubbed to their Rabbeim. I remember when I was asking my daughter what she was looking for in a husband. So she said, I want somebody who has a Rebbe. I said, really? Well, she certainly got one, I'll tell you that. She certainly got one. In the yeshivish world, it's much more common that you have your Rebbe, and your Rebbe, you know, paskens you everything. The whole idea of Das Torah is like more of a yeshivish concept, but everyone needs a Rebbe, but there are also plenty of card-carrying tzaddikim and tamidei chachamim who are in the modern Orthodox world, person should do based on what his Rebbe thinks he should do. And Shivim Panim LaTorah, there's a lot of different pathways. There's 12 tribes in Klal Yisrael, there's Shivim Panim LaTorah. And we should try to take those aspects of the various brands of Yiddishkeit that speak to our neshama, that talk more to us. Could be that the yeshivish world is a little bit more interested in chitzonius, like the chitzonius makes more of a difference in the yeshiva world. They're going to wear hats and jackets. So the chitzonius is more important. The modern Orthodox world says, no, be real, be confront modernity. You don't have to dress in the same way they dressed in Europe back in the day. So that's a question. The chitzonius plays a role, doesn't play a role. area. So these are some of the different areas. If anybody has any specific questions or points that you want me to go into, I'm happy to address. Yeah, Yaakov Shmuel.
Hi, Rabbi. First of all, thank you. And can Rabbi just address, number one, the difference between modern Orthodoxy and Torah Umado? And secondly, if Rabbi has any thoughts on his thought process in choosing to raise his children through the modern Orthodox schooling system as opposed to the Yeshivish one?
Okay, the second question is a very good question. The first one, I mean, Torah Mada, Modern Orthodoxy, I mean, Rabbi Lamb, you know, Torah Mada was more like, Rabbi Lamb developed it, but, you know, Torah Mada is just like, it's really the second thing that I said about embracing secular knowledge, that the Torah has what to say about secular knowledge helps the Torah. So it's more like just a hashkafic position, that general wisdom and knowledge is valuable in the study of Torah. That's what Torah is. So that's really a sniff of modern Orthodoxy, the way I spoke about it. Now, the second question is a much, much more important. I have a lot to say on it. Now, I will be honest that that part of the reason that I sent my kids to modern Orthodox schools is because I worked in a modern Orthodox school and I was under some pressure, although to send my kids to the school that I work for. And likely, had I not worked for a modern Orthodox school, if I was a lawyer, so likely I would have sent my kids for elementary school for sure to more yeshivish schools. And that's because I don't, you know, in the lower grades, you know, I'm nervous about I'm generally, you know, co-ed education, I'm not really a fan of at all. So that's the major reason. But in high school, you know, I don't know what I would have done, you know, in high school. It could be that I would have preferred, because I like the secular education. I like a strong secular education. I think it's, In the modern day, it's important for somebody to have a strong secular education, to know how to write, to know how to be involved in the world, to, you know, certain talents and abilities, and to be more open-minded. I come from a very, very open-minded Hashkafas HaChaim. That's why my parents sent me to modern Orthodox schools, because they wanted me to be open-minded. And again, this is a little bit hard to say what I'm going to say, but, you know, midos, when you're taught to be more open-minded and more tolerant and more understanding of people, so it affects your midos. When you're taught that, you know, Goyim are bad and non-Orthodox Jews are bad and you have to stay away from them and they're Rishayim and they're... So it's a lot of times comes out in the midos. That's been my experience. Again, that's obviously I'm sweeping everything with a, you know, it's like a stereotype a little bit, but I think every stereotype has a modicum of truth to it. So that's why, again, obviously not everybody's like that. You know, there are plenty of modern Orthodox people who are not menschlich and are not honest and there's plenty of, you know, yeshivish people who are big menschen and are, you know, but generally speaking, you know, it's a little bit more wild, in the yeshiva system is generally a little bit more wild, you know, so there's trade-offs all around. So being honest with myself, I chose that because I was sort of, in other words, basically, if I had to summarize it, I don't see the differences as so dramatic that it was worth fighting over, and I was able to accomplish a lot more in the modern Orthodox world because I sent my kids there. As people trusted me more, they felt I was an insider, not an outsider. Now again, you don't use your kids to be pawns in your parnasa, but you know, I talked it over with Rabbi Willig a lot, and you know, Hal, I think had very good values and strong secular education, and yeah, the co-ed thing is a problem. If I had my druthers, I wouldn't. You know, but there's almost no such thing as a modern Orthodox school that's not boys and girls. Does such a thing exist? Let's think. Is there such a thing as a modern Orthodox school that doesn't have boys and girls? Anybody know one? I don't. So, I mean, maybe in a certain sense, Shalamis calls itself Zionistic, whatever that means. Maybe that's the only school in the world that's Zionistic. I don't know, whatever. But so the boys and girls is an issue, but I hope I sort of addressed the question a little bit. Any other questions on this? Arya, you had a question.
Yeah, when choosing community, that is one of the values that come first. And every community is not going to be perfect, and there can be a much more family.
Okay. That's a separate schmooze. That's a separate schmooze, which, of course, I did speak about 13 years ago. I'm happy to put that on the docket and talk about it. So it's more than a one-minute answer, but... So can we save that for another one? I think that's a whole other schmooze about how to choose a community to live in. That's a whole separate schmooze. It's a very important topic. Any last points? Todah rabah. Thank you very much for joining. Everyone should have a great week.
Thank you, Rabbi.